With the New York State budget due in less than a month, local officials in Saratoga Springs are counting on the restoration of state aid. For hosting gambling at Saratoga Casino Hotel, Saratoga Springs has traditionally received state aid to offset potential public safety costs. Aid for Communities with so-called Racinos was established in the 2006-2007 budget. But faced with a looming multi-billion-dollar budget hole, Governor Andrew Cuomo's annual budget proposal eliminated the VLT aid for some municipalities. For Saratoga Springs, that adds up to around $2.3 million, and for Saratoga County, about $775,000. Local officials reacted swiftly. Here's Democratic Saratoga Springs Mayor Meg Kelly during her State of the City address in January.
Our goal is to restore VLT at least to its current amounts.
At Tuesday night's City Council meeting, Saratoga Springs Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan introduced a resolution urging state officials to reconsider.
This resolution is part of a greater effort by the city's elected officials to reinstate VLT aid, including a letter campaign, joint legislature testimony, press releases, conferences, one-on-one meetings with state officials. We're doing everything that we can for the restoration and to get the restoration of VLT aid back into the budget.
Madigan read the resolution aloud before its unanimous passage.
The unexpected loss of VLT aid would force the city to consider tax levy increase of between 10 to 12%, 5 to 6 times the state's property tax cap.
A similar measure was passed by the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors in late February. That measure reads in part, quote, "The loss of such VLT impact aid will result in a loss to the county of critical public safety funding and could lead to a reduction in the provision of public safety services," end quote. In February, Mayor Kelly, Finance Commissioner Madigan, and Public Safety Commissioner Robin Dalton appeared at a state budget hearing in Albany. During her testimony, Dalton explained that during a round of VLT aid cuts a decade ago, the city's police force took a hit.
10 years ago, we had to let go 14 fire and policemen because of the loss of VLT aid that year and operated with 57 active duty police officers. As of today, we are operating with the same number, 57 active duty police officers, while the city and the events we host have grown astronomically over the last decade. I'm asking the state to continue to be our partner and restore the $2.3 million in VLT aid to Saratoga Springs so we continue to provide outstanding city services to all the visitors to our city.
Democratic State Assemblywoman Kerry Warner and Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan have also been advocating for the funding, but it is still up in the air as to whether the VLT aid will be included in the final budget due April 1st. Assemblywoman Warner, a Democrat from the 113th District, says it's unfair that the governor's budget cuts aid to only some of the communities home to gambling.
The reality is that he is not proposing to take that aid away from Yonkers. He's not proposing to take aid away from communities that host casinos. He's only proposing to take it away from some of the communities that host racinos.
Warner says she's hopeful the assembly will include the aid in its One House budget due March 18th. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.